the Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 19th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. As Joe Biden assumes office this week, he'll appeal to a nation facing multiple crises. Mike Moen talked with a Wisconsin professor who studies presidential speeches and who says Wednesday's inauguration could be a launching point for promoting a resilient democracy.
Biden has tried to focus on unity in light of a contentious election in which President Donald Trump issued discredited claims about voter fraud. That led to his supporters storming the Capitol, along with polls indicating many Republicans still not acknowledging Biden's win. The University of Wisconsin's Allison Prash says Biden could establish some healing by sticking with unity and restoring faith in democracy and not putting attention on himself.
He is a spokesperson for democracy, but he is not the definition of what our democracy is.
She says that compares with Trump's rhetoric of one person being the focal point of government. Beyond the inauguration, Prash says Biden's actions in this area could help cement some healing. She adds that he could also win over support by staying honest about the state of the pandemic, the economic struggles facing many Americans, and the need for accountability related to the riots.
Meantime, CNN reports the dissolving of one of America's most enduring transfer of power rituals, the outgoing president welcoming an incoming president on the steps of the North Portico, and then riding with them to the U.S. Capitol. CNN notes that it is just one of the snubs the Trumps are perpetrating as they leave Washington. Instead of a president and first lady, the Bidens will be greeted by the White House chief usher, Timothy Harlath. Harlath turns out to be a 2017 Trump hire from the Trump International Hotel in Washington and will likely not stay on in the Biden administration. The source said, noting that a role of chief usher in all probability will be filled by someone more familiar with the incoming president and first lady. An annual report examining social, economic, and environmental impacts on the nation's health shows the number of Virginians suffering from mental distress increased dramatically between the years 2014 and 2019, and that's even before the pandemic.
The state's 27% rise compares with just 11% nationally, according to Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare, which put out America's health rankings. She says that number measures people who said they felt down or depressed 14 or more days out of the last 30. She points out that folks likely have become even more troubled since COVID-19 hit last spring.
We do know from other reports that rates of suicide and rates of drug death overdoses in 2020 were up. So that is concerning. I expect to see that many measures in this report will be affected by the pandemic, particularly the socioeconomic measures.
I'm Diane Bernard.
This is PNS. Legislators, advocates, and experts are gathering today virtually to brainstorm solutions for the myriad threats facing Connecticut's environment.
The 21st Annual Environmental Summit, which coincides with the start of the new legislative session, Lori Brown with the event sponsor, the Connecticut League of Conservation Voters, says revamping the state's recycling program is a high priority.
We've now gone from being the state that started the bottle bill, a landmark law, to a state whose recycling rate is under 50%.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
And Kentucky's felony theft threshold has remained unchanged for more than a decade. Critics say it is contributing to a rise in incarceration.
The dollar amount of property damage or theft often determines whether or not a person is charged with a felony. For decades, Kentucky's felony theft threshold was $300. In 2009, lawmakers bumped it up to $500. Criminal justice reform advocates such as Amanda Hall with the ACLU of Kentucky says the state's felony theft laws haven't kept pace with inflation.
If you receive a theft charge and the merchandise is $500 or over, you are charged with a felony conviction. In today's economy, that would mean a cell phone.
Recent legislation sponsored by a group of Republican lawmakers would increase the state's felony theft threshold to $1,000. Hall adds that felony convictions can remain on a person's record for a lifetime and lead to barriers in housing, employment, and education. People with felonies also are denied the right to vote. Felony thefts are expungible, but under state law, a person can't apply for an expungement until at least 5 years after probation and parole. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Finally, Eric Tegenoff tells us that many women in Washington state are losing health care shortly after giving birth, a crucial time in a mother's life.
Senate Bill 5068 would extend postpartum Medicaid coverage from 60 days to 1 year. The same measure was a victim of the pandemic in 2020. It passed with nearly unanimous support in the House and Senate, but was vetoed by Governor Jay Inslee because of budget concerns. Sam Hatzenbuehler with the Economic Opportunity Institute says the bill would help address the maternal health crisis.
Right now, about 10,000 women are falling through the cracks because of income or immigration restrictions.
Washington State's Maternal Mortality Review Panel found 30% of all pregnancy-related maternal deaths occur 43 days to a year after birth. The bill has a public hearing in the Senate Committee on Health and Long-Term Care on Wednesday. About 700 women in the U.S. die each year from pregnancy-related conditions.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener-supported, heard on some of the nation's most interesting radio stations, and online at publicnewsservice.org.